Words of Life Daily Devotional, Wednesday, 28th January 2026. Reverend Eko Eshun. Topic: Live here like a temporary resident. Scripture: 1 Peter 2:11, the New King James Version. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Our main verse today focuses on two main things. First of all, it describes the child of God as a sojourner and pilgrim. Secondly, it tells us how we should live as believers. These are the words of Apostle Peter as inspired by the Holy Spirit. What then does it mean to be a sojourner and a pilgrim? A sojourner is anyone who has a temporary stay in a country. Any temporary resident in any country therefore fits the definition. A sojourner is a foreigner. A pilgrim is basically a person who travels to foreign lands. He is a holiday maker or vacationing in another country. Therefore, the pilgrim's stay in any country is temporary. Why are we called sojourners and pilgrims? Because compared to our divine origin and where we are going from here, our stay on earth is temporary. Therefore, we must see our stay here on earth as a temporary stay. Remember that your citizenship is in heaven, according to Philippians 3 verse 20, the New King James Version. As citizens of heaven who are sojourners or temporary residents here on earth, what kind of mentality and consciousness should we have? And what kind of attitude should we exhibit in our walk in service to God? As sojourners or children of God, we must be conscious of our Father whom we represent here on earth and the work He has given us to do. The Lord Jesus was always conscious of the Father who sent Him to the earth and was so mindful of pleasing Him, especially in ministry. John 8 verse 49 tells us that, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak." The New King James Version. Who you are usually reflects in your lifestyle. Your identity usually dictates your mentality and function. As citizens of heaven, we represent our Father here on earth. We have been sent on a mission by the Father. We must therefore live with a strong consciousness of our Heavenly Father, whose we are and whose business we have been mandated to promote here on earth through the gospel. Confession. Christ Jesus is my Savior and Lord. I am a citizen of heaven. I live in a consciousness of the person of my Heavenly Father, whose I am and whom I serve. Because I am a temporary resident here on earth, I have resolved to be a blessing to both believers and unbelievers by the power of the Holy Spirit. I am mindful of my assignment on earth as I do good works and make my contribution to the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Further reading, John 15, 17 to 22, the New King James Version, verse 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. The world's hatred, verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Verse 21. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. Verse 22. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again or saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link https://echoeshun.lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation/.